when the winds howl in the forest at night, that's Odin on his eight-legged steed and his band of warriors. But even Odin is consumed by the Fenris Wolf. And it looks like it's all over for the gods and history. The world is going down in flames. But then, Vidar, the silent god, from removing actually, Vidar steps forward, and Vidar, with a big Norse mythology, Vidar is possessed of an iron boot, and Vidar jams his iron boot between the jaws of the Fenris Wolf and breaks its power, and a new world, a new and purified world emerges. So, you know, I would never have done this tonight if Ken hadn't asked me here at the Alchemist's Kitchen. It's a bit strange to go from the most recent quest to the very first one or two. But on the other hand, the nice thing about it is that you feel the complementarity of it all. It all fits. It all goes together. But right now, I'm very attuned to that wild northern world and Heimdall, the warden of the gods, and the Rainbow Bridge, and the three Norns, and the root of the world tree, and Odin sacrificing his eye to gain the inner vision, because Odin is the greatest seeker of all the father gods in all world mythology. He is the greatest seeker. He's on the quest more than any of the others.
Do you think you'll give a talk about that at the Open Center?
I should give a little talk at the Open Center.
I think that you guys should get on the Open Center and
see if
this will be probably
good. There's actually, I think there's something on the Esoteric Quest website, I think, that Roger filmed, me giving an introductory talk before we went to Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
So it gives people I love the story of Vidar jamming his boot in the jaw.
Yeah.
It's a Viking mythology.
That's a mixed words, rather.
So. Yeah, anyway, this was fun to do, and I'm into just the silence and the emptiness and the mystical beauty of Iceland right now. So to come back into a complex, mythologically and symbolically complex world like alchemy is a bit of a stretch, but it was nice to do.
You rocked it.
I have fun. The stuff about this is I don't have to read any. I mean, I did read a bit. Reading some of this, I read Jocelyn Godwin's piece on Michael Mann, and I read the wonderful Nicholas Goodrich Clark's piece on John Dee.
Mm-hmm.
See, Nicholas Goodrich Clark, who was a good friend of the Esoteric Quest, he always said his goal was to take the spirit of these quests and bring it into academia. And he did. You know, he was an Oxford scholar and all that, and he established. The Exeter, University of Exeter Centre for the Study of Western Esotericism in England, and it ran very successfully for quite a number of years. It had the highest rate of students going from Masters to PhD of anywhere in the university. People came from all over the world. And then Nicholas died. He was only 58, pancreatic cancer, 6 weeks from diagnosis to death. And so that's why that was the last program, curriculum, in Western esotericism available in the English-speaking world. The Sorbonne has one in Paris, and the University of Amsterdam has one. But since that's gone, there's nothing in the English-speaking world, and that's why I would really like to do a certificate in Western Esoteric Studies at the Open Center. We could get the best faculty in the world, no problem. So would anybody... And also what I'm going to do, this is literally the last thing I'm going to say, which is that when we got to the end of Iceland, somebody said, what about the tape, the recordings of all these 12 quests? Can't we make them available? We've never had the money to actually digitize them and put them up online and all the rest of it, because most of them have been filmed. And it looks like people have stepped forward now. It was such a brilliant quest that people are just pouring out the funds, it would appear, to actually do that. So by the beginning of next year, all of these talks that I'm mentioning here, with a bit of luck, everything will be available online. The whole history of the Esoteric Quest. And then, if we can do that certificate in Western Esoteric Studies, the students are going to have a massive body of knowledge live. You know, not just reading it in books, but for some of the most knowledgeable people in the modern world. So that's a positive note to end on.
Yes.
We'll keep it going.